Yeah,
that's what a hoarder's house looks like. It looks like eight people's stuff. Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas! This week on Geeks Without God, we talk about the war on Christmas and how we atheists are ruining it for those Christians.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-host, Tim Wick.
I am your co-host.
And my other co-host, who's also my husband, Nick Glover.
I, too, am a co-host and also Molly's husband.
That's true. Good job, everybody, for identifying yourselves and repeating what I said.
Yay.
Confirmations.
Hey, jingle bells in the air and such.
Jingle bells in the air.
Smell I hear that's
holly.
Contagious.
Yeah.
Hello, holly.
Hey. You guys, I don't believe in God. Do you guys believe in God?
Not really.
No. Should we launch a war on Christmas?
Let's bring Christmas down.
I like Christmas.
See?
Oh,
except that we all love Christmas.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Maybe the war on Christmas is fucking manufactured by the Christian right to drum up scaring, like,
FUD.
People and, yeah.
I don't know.
Fear,
I
mean, uncertainty, and doubt.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe I gotta be the disagreeer here.
Okay.
But I feel... Disagreeer. I'm like using George Bush-isms now. But
we're all the devil's advocates, and you have
that's
to be
right.
Jesus' advocate?
Yeah, I don't know,
Angel's advocate.
Angel's advocate.
Maybe you know, the Christmas has become too secularized. Maybe it's a religious holiday, right?
It's sort of.
Well, that's
yeah.
The thing, is it's based, I mean, it's based in a lot of different pagan...
Saturnalia, right?
Non-Christian traditions, yeah. Saturnalia, the Roman holiday that happened around this time that involved gift-giving and
wasn't that the one where the slaves
feasting.
Are masters for a day and the masters are slaves for a day?
I don't remember. I don't know offhand, but...
I think that sounds right.
It's
I'm going to say that's true.
It's also very similar to the Norse holiday Yule.
Yeah.
Which is where we get Christmas trees from and the Yule log.
And Yule logs and holly wreaths,
yep.
And all of that good stuff.
It's also, right around solstice, which,
it is,
you know, we,
yeah.
When you go back even further...
A celebration
sort
of light.
The harvest festivals, the idea that the sun is coming back
yes.
From its
right.
Winter slumber.
Yes, the Wiccan,
like Rocky III.
The Wiccan high... The Wiccan celebration of the solstice literally is that the sun god, this is his... He is now reborn. It is literally the rebirth of the sun god,
yeah.
Instead of the birth of the son of God.
Right,
but that and that's just a coincidence. We all
I'm
know
sure.
That.
I'm
right.
Sure.
And so I feel like when Bill O'Reilly, and this feels, you know, like a big thing for Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And his ilk, but he brings it up a lot. I mean, he talks about the war on Christmas, like. It's a personal thing.
Yeah.
That people don't always say Merry Christmas around Christmas.
Right. Because Happy Holidays is offensive in its inclusivity.
Yeah.
And any company that chooses... So now companies, well, I say they don't have religion, but Hobby Lobby would disagree. But so,
the Supreme Court would disagree,
the Supreme
sir.
Supreme Court would disagree.
Companies
fact,
are people. People
so,
are religion. Therefore.
Therefore. Yeah. So, but... They get mad about companies like Walmart, for example, who say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
and will boycott them and, oh yeah, FFG.
FFG, yep.
Yeah,
we say, no, but we say Happy Holidays. We don't
yeah.
say, I mean, even though it's very clearly like our card has like Santa and stuff. Not, well, it's a Hakan Lord Santa, but still it's Santa.
I mean, Santa's a pagan character.
Well, yeah.
Too.
And that's what kills...
Well, there's St. Nicholas, but there's also...
St. Nicholas, but he's... Yeah, I mean, he's an elf.
Yeah,
I mean,
a significant number of saints are pulled from pagan mythology.
Right. And
yeah.
The thing that gets me the most about this war on Christmas fucking garbage is that the idea that atheists and you know, I guess we can lump Jews and Muslims and anyone else in with us
anyone
too.
Who doesn't celebrate Christmas?
That we are trying to take away everyone else's fun because we are grumpy and because you can't celebrate Christmas without celebrating Christ. And, you know, I understand there's a lot of people with the whole, like, Christ Mass and all that and the reason for the season, but, I mean, really, the original reason for the season was, you know, we've made it halfway through the winter and we still have
some food left. There's, and we're not going to starve to
death. Let's share our food with our loved ones.
So obviously not a Minnesotan holiday then.
Yeah.
We are in no way halfway through winter.
God, I know. It's going to be 50 on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So apparently Santa Claus does, I mean, beyond, he's not strictly like pagan, but there are, do you know how like Christian shit picks up pagan shit and it just kind of rolls into it?
Yeah, that's how they converted him. Yeah, that's how they got him to join.
So Santa has absorbed some Odin stuff from the Germanic,
from the Norse. Is that like Odin semen?
It says, Wikipedia says, also from midwinter Yule Germanic stuff.
Sure. Okay.
And the Wild Hunt, the ghostly procession through the sky.
Yes,
you know, like
well,
the reindeer sleigh, right? Yeah.
Yes. If you don't know, Krampus being the goat man that steals children who are naughty and puts them in his sack and beats them with sticks and steals them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
tradition. He follows Santa.
He's the anti-Santa.
Mm-hmm.
The Anta.
The Santi?
So
the Santa Christ.
So
boy, the Santa Christ.
And the thing is, I really enjoy Christmas. I tend to say to people, have a happy holiday. Which to me is like, you pick.
Yeah.
You pick whichever holiday is important to you.
Yeah. I'll say enjoy the holidays because enjoy the holidays, man. Because if you're not, like most places, especially offices and businesses, most places are closed on Christmas. So whether or not you and you like celebrate it, enjoy the day off, I guess. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's a federal holiday, which to me says secular.
It is a secular holiday, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, granted, I'm a secular girl, so my holidays are secular.
That sounds like the government of the United States of America saying, we officially recognize this as a non-religious day of celebration because it's a holiday.
You know, we were founded as a Christian nation. You guys know that, right?
I don't know that because that is not true. What's really frustrating
to me
is
some Unitarian motherfuckers in that founding father group.
I don't understand why the Christian right, particularly, because I want to make sure I'm being very clear, because this is not an attitude I encounter from any Christians I know.
No.
Not even the ones I would consider to be fairly conservative. I don't get this from them.
Most of them don't give a fuck.
Right. Or they might be like, oh, you don't go to church for Christmas? Like, what's that? That seems wrong to me. But they would never be like, that's not Christmas, you know? And it's because it's about family and kindness and giving and sharing and warmth. And I don't understand.
Well, you're forgetting the reason for the season.
I apparently am, because I don't understand why the Christian right is so dedicated to feeling shit upon, and they want to take Christmas away from they're the ones committing the war.
I gotta tell you, 'tis the reason for the season. Nick, I know you want to say something, but I gotta tell you guys this story, because this week, I worked for an Asian food company, and we sent out a promotion, 'tis the reason for the season. Now, I don't know if it was the right choice to send this out in the first place, because it says 'tis the reason for the season, and the picture is a picture of some Asian food. And I'm not sure that even in my secular interpretation of the season, Asian food is the reason for the season. But that entirely put aside, the idea was, you know, that we're giving them a gift card if they place an order, right? So the idea is giving is the reason for the season. But we actually got an email back from a customer who said, this is incredibly tasteless. I'm horribly offended.
Oh,
it was just
I'm
like
offended because it's a bad slogan.
But yeah.
Because, like, 'tis the reason for the season doesn't make sense. Like, 'tis the season for this reason.
Ooh, that's
Asian
good.
Food.
That's good.
Now, that's better. But you don't say 'tis the reason.
Now, it is the reason for the season if you're Jewish. Because there is the Jewish tradition of getting Chinese food on
Christmas Day. And going to see movies.
This lady, not Jewish. And I know because in this internet age, we were able to go and look her up on Facebook.
Oh, that's
and,
beautiful.
She's not Jewish.
I just... Okay, so I... There's a couple things that have always confounded me about Christianity, and the first one is, I don't know why you care if I go to hell. Honest to God, I don't know why it matters. I feel, maybe I just don't like people enough that I would be like, those guys aren't going to heaven. Good riddance, am I right? Like, it's just going to be us. It's like finding out, it's like when people are like, oh, can I go to a MegaCon? And you're like, oh, all the rooms are full, I'm sorry. But like, secretly you're like, that's actually kind of great because now I don't have to worry about having to see new people. I know everyone who's there and I like them. Like, and so I feel like, why do they give a shit that I'm going to hell? So two, why do they care if I'm celebrating Christmas not their way? Isn't that just more fuel to the fire that's going to send me to
You're
hell?
You're ruining it for everyone else by enjoying their holiday,
and
Molly.
See, and there we are. Now, I say they're the ones truly committing the war on Christmas because they're the ones who can't just be happy
to celebrate
in their way with their like-minded people.
There's a flip. We just flipped the war on Christmas.
They're the ones. No one is saying, you shouldn't say Merry Christmas. You should say Happy Holidays. I'm offended. No one is actually saying that.
That's right. I don't care if anybody says Merry Christmas.
Yeah, people are like, we'll say Happy Holidays because we choose to be inclusive and I don't want to make anyone feel bad because I'm a good person. Mm. I don't like thinking about other people feeling bad. And I know Bill O'Reilly and people like that want to make it like there's these loudmouth Jewy atheists that are yelling at everybody every time a cashier says Merry Christmas going, actually, I don't celebrate Christmas. You know, and like, no one's doing that. No one's doing that.
I just want to tell you that Jewy atheist sounds like my favorite Christmas candy.
Yeah. Right?
Just, So I was saying that, you know, I think one aspect of the war on Christmas that I think is the most reasonable point for in their favor,
okay,
is maybe Christmas is a little too consumerist for my taste. And I'm not saying I want it to be full of, like, you know, Christian mythology and magic and wonder, but at the same time, like it's a shopping holiday, it's a buying holiday, it's a gift giving, and for some people it's a gift getting holiday.
Yeah.
And many
retail stores do like at least what, half of their business?
A lot.
Well, they call it Black Friday because it's the day their ledgers go into the black.
Yeah.
Well, and so I think it's kind of like how when you go on Twitter the day after Christmas and you see all of the teenagers complaining about the shit they got that wasn't right, like that there was that one thing where that one they took all a bunch of them, it was like, fuck my parents, I wanted the black iPhone and they got me the white one,
right.
I hate them and I want to die. Like,
I remember this very vividly. I think I was like 16 or 17, so really in my asshole stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
still hasn't come out of it.
No, but I had an Atari 2600, and I was totally in it. That's how old I am, by the way.
Yeah.
He's 2600 years old.
No,
top of the fucking
old
line,
old
Atari
Jesus.
2600. And I had some games on my list that I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
Didn't get any of them. And I was a pissy bitch for the entirety of Christmas because I didn't get a single fucking new game for my Atari 2600. And you know what? That is bullshit.
Is it
That's
embarrassing
not,
when you think back
it
on
it?
It
is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's like, what an asshole.
But you were a teenager.
I was a teenager.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I couldn't
like,
help it. Yeah.
I genuinely agree with you, Nick,
mm-hmm.
because I think that the true reason for the season is looking around and just like Thanksgiving, you know, looking around and being so thankful for what you have and the ability to share what you have with others by giving them gifts. You know, like...
Right. To show your appreciation, your care for someone else with a present... is one thing, but like thinking like, all right, now I gotta take a day off work to go shopping to buy stuff off someone's wish list and
because if I don't, they'll be mad.
Right.
That's the or like, okay, I talked about this a little on my Facebook page, but like so we had the holiday sale.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing mostly with really nice customers.
At Fantasy Flight Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly with really nice customers and occasionally people who are a little upset and freaked out. And then I'm grateful because our customers are actually pretty great. And even though they're upset, they're cool. But on my lunch break, I went to a Byerly's and saw firsthand what people are like when they're asking for things that the store doesn't have and they're losing their shit. Or my favorite, which is... and I've heard this before when I worked retail and also other jobs, but the maybe you don't understand, but this is a Christmas present for my son. Like, this is for my child, and it's for Christmas.
And my
like,
child.
Oh well, then let me drop everything and.
Right, like that's
fuck.
Supposed to magically be though. Like if it's for a child's Christmas present, then we should certainly do anything
you,
we can to make
you,
sure they get
if
it.
If my child's Christmas is ruined, it is your
yes,
fault.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You ruined Christmas.
If your child's Christmas is ruined because they didn't get one specific thing,
you're
then you ruined
parent.
Their Christmas.
Yes.
Because your child is spoiled in some
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I remember that one of the last season I worked at the mall over Christmas, and how many times I heard people screaming at me, at my coworkers, at other people in stores in the mall, like, "Well, now you've ruined our Christmas. I hope you're happy." And it's like, I mean, I didn't ruin your Christmas because I'm not the one that made that game not be in stock, lady. Like, I did not buy the last copy of Quibbits.
Yeah.
Like,
circumstance
just not here.
Ruined your child's Christmas.
And it's so, I mean, that, so if there was one, if I was going to get on on board with this, like, the war on Christmas, that would be, I would agree with you, Nick. That is the one thing that I would agree with is, I don't want to be like, oh, it's too commercial. Because I hate when people say that. It sounds so hipster.
It's not
it's
even
just,
that, because I love buying presents for people,
oh, so
yeah.
and I love shopping for people, and I, you know, I may have mentioned this before, what I do all year round, and not just for Christmas, but I keep a bookmarks folder, that's every time I see something that I think would make a cool gift for someone, not even anyone specific, but just the concept of the thing is a good gift idea,
yeah.
I'll bookmark it, and eventually, as it gets closer to Christmas, I'll populate it into a private Amazon wish list to share with Molly
yeah.
That aren't the things that I think would be good gifts for her.
Yeah.
And then that way we, you know, because we're, I don't know, kind of thinking of our friends all year round and shopping for Christmas stuff
right.
all year round and maybe get birthday gifts and stuff too, but I don't know, it seems the thoughtfulness
yeah.
is, if there's no thoughtfulness or sincerity behind the purchases and the gift giving and receiving, that's, I think, what I have a problem with.
Yeah, you know, and I have a gift giving for me, and I understand that the problem, gift giving for me, I think, is kind of stressful because I like to give gifts that'll make somebody go, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And yet, I never really, I have so much trouble getting that inspiration.
You've set yourself up to fail, is the thing.
It doesn't
yeah.
happen as often as I
yeah.
want it to, and so I kind of get into this situation where I'm like, well, fuck it, I can't come up with anything awesome, so I'll just get whatever.
I
don't like that either.
Because
well,
then it feels like you're just fulfilling an obligation.
And then it feels like you're just contributing to the problem of
yeah.
like, well, I have to get someone to get someone something.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking before we started recording about how much I hate it when you give someone a gift, like a friend or someone, you give someone a gift because you found that thing that you're
yeah.
like, this is perfect for X, and I need X to have this, and you give it to them, and their response is like, oh my God, I didn't get you anything, and it's like, that's fine,
yeah.
that's not why I got it for you, and I don't like that implication that we all have, which
yeah.
is if someone gave you a gift for a non-birthday situation, you have to get, that means that you are now owed a
yeah.
gift back to
you know,
them,
in,
and that sucks.
Yeah.
And I might be fucking some of this up, because I'm not super up on my Japanese culture and social conventions, but I seem to remember it being that in Japan, the act of giving someone a gift does pass along an obligation to them to gift something back to
you. That doesn't surprise me at all.
And I think,
you note.
And I think, like, no, a present.
Oh, of course.
And I think there's even kind of a time factor involved where it's like if you've not given someone a gift back in like a month, it's considered kind of a snub. It's considered fairly rude. So I mean, I can understand why, you know, oh, I didn't get you anything. I feel bad. But like, you always, as the giver, are like, don't.
It's societal is what I'm saying. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of us are not raised like our parents, but like brought up in the society to assume that if you give someone a gift that you should expect something in return and that they are indebted in a way to give you something back. And I
yeah.
think that if I was going to come up with things I would remove about the season, that'd be one of them. I honestly, it, you know, considering I'm such an anti-theist atheist, like I don't care about all the religious stuff that comes with Christmas. Like, I like Christmas songs. I don't love the religious ones as much, even though they're pretty.
Yeah, I like the music, the lyrics sometimes.
Yeah.
You guys know how I feel about Christmas music.
And
I just don't
like how it becomes a reason that Christians can just shove their faith in everyone's faces for like a 6-week period because it's Christmas, and so we're all just supposed to shut the fuck up and let them have their month.
Municipal manger scenes and shit. That bothers me.
That's the thing that bugs me is they get pissed when people say, you know what, you can't have your manger on a city hall property because it's a religious icon,
right?
And they get all pissed about it. And you're like,
it's
holy fuck! There are 50 fucking churches in this town, and every single one of them has a fucking manger scene on the goddamn
lawn. Put them there.
How many fucking manger scenes do you need?
Yeah,
one per person.
So there is. I will say, all right. So there is one thing about Christmas that I will declare war on officially, and that is the goddamn fucking Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you don't know, their leader,
assholes,
their president, the guy in charge, a few years ago, even Snopes it. I've been Snopesing it to keep up on it. But, like, he is firmly anti-gay, believes that gays ruin the country, is anti-LGBT rights, and has not reversed that stance despite, you know, public pressure. And this year, in 2014, Target stores decided that they would not allow bell ringers on their property.
Good for Target.
Because they support gay and lesbian and bisexual, transgender
rights. As long as it's popular.
Right. Yeah. It's not just because they're not doing the thing where they're like, oh, that's terrible, but you guys can still be here because who else would we get? Yeah. And it bugs me because we go to the Kowalskis in our neighborhood here, I want to say every day. I mean, there's days when it's twice a day, but usually it's every day because we kind of grocery shop in that European style of going to market every day. And they have little Salvation Army kettles at every register.
Yeah.
And it really bugs me because, like, Kowalski's is generally a very good place and they are good to their LGBT employees. And I understand the Salvation Army does a lot of good, and I don't care because I don't think that doing a lot of good negates like hating on an entire sect of people.
There are other charities that do a lot of good that you can give your money to instead of the Salvation
Army. Who don't hate gay people.
Right.
And who do need the help because they're not the Salvation Army.
Because the Salvation Army has a monopoly on standing outside of stores at Christmas and taking your money.
And I don't like the way that they guilt a lot of the bell ringers will just leave you alone, but I don't like the ones that are aggressive and that will say things, you know, they'll ring their bell and be like, you know, Merry Christmas. And I'm like, oh, hi. And it's like, they're like, spare any change, anything to help, anything like that. And I just, it's so hard because I want to be like, no, I have gay family that I love, so
there,
no thanks.
There are
like,
people that make like a PDF that you can print out and cut up that has little notes that you can put, you just carry a few whenever you go out shopping or whatever that are like conscientious objector.
Oh, like this would have been $1, but instead
then you pop in the Salvation Army's bin and say, hey, this would have been $5, but you're bigots, so
I
you get
it.
Nothing.
I love that. We should print those out for Geeks Without God and brand them.
We'll make those.
We'll make those, and you guys can drop them in kettles. Although I suppose it's almost Christmas, so
it is. You're
but,
right. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Anyway. This war on Christmas thing, I mean, like a lot of the Christian oppression problems, it's manufactured. Please comment and tell us, if you could kill one thing about Christmas, what would you kill?
Ooh.
What would you lampoon
if you
can destroy?
What will you declare war on?
Yeah, what are you declaring
Christmas?
War on?
What part of Christmas are you declaring war on?
All right,
if we're going to declare war, let's bring the war. Let's really do it.
These people have clearly never seen me genuinely angry if they think that this is me being angry and warring on Christmas. They should. Anyway, all right, it's time for five answers.
Five answers.
That was great.
Wow. It's like five golden rings.
Five yes answers.
Oh, improv.
All right.
Question number one.
Hold on. Our answers are from Brian Callow.
Brian.
All right. Hi, Brian.
All right.
Fuck you, Brian. Just
Brian,
kidding.
Hi, two
Brian.
Out of three Geeks Without God say hi, Brian.
Brian, question number one. What is the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
I would have to say Knights of Badassdom.
Ah.
Knights of Badassdom.
Was it Oscar-worthy? No. but it had Steve Zahn, Peter Dinklage, and Summer Glau in the same movie. Hard to get better than that.
I'm just saying, Knights of Badassdom, yeah, unless there's like slavery or the Holocaust, it's not Oscar worthy. That's just, you know,
that's
you heard it here, folks.
That's just science, man.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I am eager to.
Yeah, that's on the list for us to watch for sure.
Question number two: who is your favorite atheist character?
Sonya from the Dresden Files.
Ooh,
an atheist Knight of the Cross is a great way to show that you don't need to be religious or believe in God to help people or be a good person.
Technically, Sonya is agnostic.
Now, I will point out that Sonya
is a Knight of the Cross.
Sure, is an atheist or was an atheist, is an agnostic, but is blessed by God to carry the holy swords.
He wields one of the three Knights of the Cross swords, which in their hilt have embedded one of the nails from the crucifixion.
Yes.
And so he has a holy blade and he goes around killing
and
these Denarian demons.
And his power comes from a Christian God.
It does. It most likely comes from a Christian God.
He's
I would
still
say
agnostic.
In the book there's not, he's never given concrete absolute proof that his powers are from God.
And that's what Sonya says. He says, I have this power. They tell me it comes from God. They tell me it's the God of the Bible. As far as I know, that's fine. All I know is I have this power. I have no one way or another of knowing.
And it could be aliens. It could be extra-dimensional things. Or I could be tripping balls and be an unreliable narrator. I could be crazy and none of this is real.
And Dresden's like, are you telling me you think I'm a hallucination? And Sonya's like, I mean, isn't that what a hallucination would say, basically?
Yeah.
It's
a Black Russian guy.
Yeah, it's great.
Huh. All right, awesome. Good answer. Question number three, what's your geekiest hobby?
I would have to say reading, although it is more likely a necessity than a hobby. Like Tyrion Lannister said, a mind needs books as a sword needs a whetstone if it is to keep its edge.
Yeah, but, I mean, Tyrion Lannister is like a little person, right? So
he is a
half-man,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Half-man.
One
half
of the reasons
man.
That he reads books so much is because it's one of the things he can do.
His weapon.
That's his weapon.
He's deadly as fuck with that weapon.
It's true. He is.
Awesome.
Very
All
effective.
Right, so
question number four, what is your favorite sandwich?
My likes are simple. A turkey breast and Black Forest ham from Subway with lettuce and honey mustard. I used to get it on Parmesan oregano bread, non-toasted. But since they took away that bread selection, I switched to flatbread, toasted. Flatbread is my go-to sandwich bread, even at home. I like that you switched to toasted when they took away your bread.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Make them work more.
That's right. If you're going to take away my bread, well, I'm going to take away two minutes of your time.
Yeah. You'll toast my sandwich, teenage sandwich artist.
I like their Parmesan oregano bread.
Not anymore, you know.
I'm just saying, I fucking sympathize with the man for losing. The man took away
when
the Parmesan Italian.
When I was a vegetarian in like high school and middle school and stuff, Subway was like the go-to for me for fast food stuff.
That's when they only had two kinds of bread.
The Veggie Delight.
Yep.
Yeah, on wheat.
Or
just
white. Those
load that
choices.
Shit up with pickles and black olives. Damn.
I remember when they started those crazy bread flavors, and I was like, and they'd be like, what kind of bread? I'm like, Italian. And the guy one time, this guy was like, are you sure we have all kinds of better bread? And I was like,
that's subjective.
Off. Better bread. I don't
better
want your
bread. My
fucking
ass.
Cheese bread.
God. Some sort of bread supremacist.
Serious.
Right? Sandwich artist? More like sandwich asshole. Hey. Yeah.
That wasn't very clever.
Sandwich
all right, question
asshole.
Number five.
Kind of want to eat out a sandwich
question
asshole.
Question number five.
Doughy buttholes.
That's my porn name. My new porn name is Doughy Buttholes.
If that's someone's porn name, Molly, that's my porn name.
Okay. Doughy Buttholes in the Subway.
Oh.
It's a little play on words there.
I get it.
I don't like this sandwich anymore. Okay. Question number five. What is the stupidest thing anybody's ever said to you about your atheism?
Probably the stupidest thing I've heard is that I'm going to go to hell for not believing in God.
Yeah.
My thoughts on that are twofold. First, since I don't believe in hell, I'm not too concerned. Second, if I'm wrong, I'll have plenty of company, since almost all religions say, in one way or another, that if you don't practice that religion, you will not be able to get into their version of heaven, or you'll have to go to whatever their version of hell is.
So only one
the majority of people are in hell.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what? I mean, how bad can it be? They don't even have a room, are they? I mean,
you know,
really?
One of the things that kind of led me to not believing anymore was when I really started to think about hell, and I was like, you know what?
Gandhi's in hell.
Well, no, I'm like hell and heaven. If I'm in heaven, mm-hmm. if I go to heaven and say my sons go to hell because they don't believe in God.
Right.
I spend eternity knowing that these two people I really cared about are suffering for eternity. I'm like, how is that heaven? I would not be able, and then people tell you, well, you know, you'd be so busy being in heaven that you wouldn't care. I'm like, what? So I get brainwashed when I go to heaven?
Or they'll tell you, actually, you would go to hell because you weren't able to save your sons. You weren't able to convince them to be, and so then that might be your sin. Like those people on the plane and the Chick Tracks who think that they're good Christians, but because they never actually made new Christians, they go to hell.
But it's all, so I was like, hell doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because everybody in heaven has somebody they love in hell.
For me, it was when I asked my father if, because my two best friends in middle school were Jewish. And I remember asking my father saying that, you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to go to hell. And I was like, what about Noah and David? And he's like, well, they're Jewish, right? I'm like, yep. He's like, well, then they're going to go to hell unless they accept Jesus. I'm like, but they're little kids. Like, if they die today, they go to hell? And he's like, they would. I was like, that's dumb. Like, I was so like, we're little kids. We can't go to hell.
Come on. What kind of dick is this God?
What kind of God puts a little Jewish kid in the same place he puts a rapist and a murderer?
Unless they repent.
Then they go to heaven.
And if the rapist and murderer, repent. They get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
So,
I agree with you, Brian.
Where it's Christmas every day.
Yeah, Brian nailed it. It's bullshit. Christmas is heaven, and we're almost there, you guys. We're almost to heaven.
I'm uncomfortable with this.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening. We are just committing a war on Christmas here. You know, if you don't want to talk about the thing you want to kill about Christmas, tell us your favorite thing about Christmas as an atheist.
That's good, too.
What's your favorite thing?
Mine is
watching the Yule log with my brother, and we drink every time you see a hand poke the logs or throw another log on the fire. And it's more often than you'd think, and he'll be drunk.
So, yeah, you know, Merry Christmas. And one of the things, one of our listeners actually started a Facebook page, like Atheist
About
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'll link to it in the show notes. So, if you're an atheist and you love Christmas, go to that page. And if you want to have a war on Christmas, create an atheism war on Christmas.
Yeah, fuck Christmas.
Christmas. It's got like army men and explosions.
Yeah, all right.
Army men and explosions.
Merry Christmas. Just like Jesus wanted. All right. Thanks, guys. We've been Geeks Without God. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, comment and shit, do all that good stuff. From our wonderful atheist little conclave to your little atheist hearts, we wish you the best in the new year. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Ooh, doughy buttholes.
We're geeks without God. Authority, we don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Doughy butthole.